5. Music.
What comes to mind when you think of romantic music?
Love songs? Ballads?
Uh-huh. Yes, the term romantic now calls to mind images such as roses, candles, and flowers. But this is not the meaning of romantic music. It was not specifically music to listen to on a date. Remember, there are three periods of pre-20th century European classical music. The first is Baroque, which occurred between the year 1600 and 1760. Baroque music is typified by Johann Sebastian Bach. Musical performances became larger and more complex during this period. Also, opera became established in the Baroque period. The second is the Classical period, typified by Mozart. It took place between the years 1730 and 1820. In general terms, Classical period music focused more on clarity and simplicity than Baroque period works. The third period, which we'll be focusing on today, ran from about 1800 to 1900 and is called the Romantic period. The name implies that the expression of feeling or emotion through the music became more important than the structure, rules, or formal systems of the music. This trend actually continued into the 20th century in many respects as well. So, how did they achieve this greater expressive power in the music? Well, we see many new chord forms appearing in the 19th century. These forms would have been regarded as dissonant, cacophonous, or simply as the incorrect form of a similar chord in previous times. However, as romantic composers proved, a strange chord in an appropriate context can be extremely expressive. Romantic composers also made much greater use of key changes, and they played around with the format of musical pieces. For example, the traditional third movement in a symphony is a sonata, a very soft, relaxing piece. Many romantic composers replaced this with the scherzo, a much more intense piece, in order to gain greater power of expression. The sheer size of orchestras and the lengths of pieces saw a significant increase in the Romantic period. In fact, Gustav Mahler's Eighth Symphony is also known as the Symphony of 1,000 because it took so many people to play it. Also, in the Classical period, a symphony lasted about 25 minutes. A Romantic symphony, however, often lasts up to 45 minutes. We also saw new instruments such as the piccolo become popular during this period. Another major difference between the Romantic period and the Classical period that preceded it was the motivation behind the work. Nearly all Romantic pieces have a program or theme, often based on a book, painting, myth, or folktale. For instance, Hector Berlioz created the theme of his symphony Fantastique himself. Through the symphony, Berlioz tells the story of how a young artist falls in love with a woman who doesn't return his love. You can probably guess the tragic end to this story told through music. Character pieces also came into being during the Romantic period. These are short pieces dedicated to a particular mood or feeling. They are usually played only on the piano. Composers such as Chopin and Schumann favored this approach. Opera was also affected. Many of the distinct movements began to blend together into a continuous flow of music. To recap then, the Romantic period of music had little to do with love, as we now associate with the word romantic. It was a period of musical work that followed the Classical period and the Baroque period before that. Romantic period music stressed the importance of expressing emotion over careful attention to form and musical structure. New chords were added and the arrangements of symphonies were altered. In addition, the length of symphonies and the number of instruments needed to play them both increased dramatically. Finally, romantic pieces tended to have a theme or story expressed through the music. All in all, romantic composers opened music up to a wide range of new possibilities. eventually leading to the atonal or serial movements of the 20th century.
Number 1. Match each musical innovation with the appropriate category. Number 2. What is the talk mainly about? Number 3. According to the professor, what was the musical period directly before the Romantic period? Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
The name implies that the expression of feeling or emotion through the music became more important than the structure, rules, or formal systems of the music.